On Wednesday, as I was beginning to think about what an online-only service would look like, I read a poem written by a Unitarian Universalist minister. She had posted it on Facebook, and it took off. Several of you have sent it to me in the last few days, so I know it touched you too. This is Pandemic by Lynn Unger. What if you thought of it as the Jews consider the Sabbath the most sacred of times? Cease from travel, cease from buying and selling, give up just for now, trying the world different than it is. Sing, pray. Touch only those to whom you commit your life. Center down. And when your body has become still, reach out with your heart. Know that we are connected in ways that are terrifying and beautiful. You can hardly deny it now. Know that our lives are in one another's hands. Surely that has come clear. Do not reach out your hands. Reach out your heart. Reach out your words. Reach out all the tendrils of compassion that move invisibly where we cannot touch. Promise this world your love, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, so long as we all shall live. Lynn Unger's poem reminded me that Sabbath came out of the wilderness. In the book of Exodus, the Israelites received Sabbath as they wandered in the wilderness, and it came with the manna. Do you remember the story of manna in the desert? The Israelites were mad at Moses for taking them away from their slavery to Pharaoh because at least they had had food in Egypt. In the desert, they were hungry. They were afraid of starving. So God told Moses, and it's an important part of the story that God talks to Moses. So God told Moses, I am going to rain bread from heaven for you. And each day the people shall go out and gather enough for that day. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather on the other days. And that's what happened. The Israelites woke up and there was food all over the ground, but not like any food they'd ever had before. They said, "What is it?" So they began to call it manna, which sounds like when you say, "What is it?" in Hebrew. The story says that the manna was sweet. So in my mind, it's like cookie dough for breakfast every day. But it was cookie dough that they could actually live on. So don't try to do that during your pandemic time here. They gathered the manna up and they had enough to eat. When they tried to save some for the next day, it got gross and moldy and full of bugs, but there was fresh manna on the ground to collect for that day. On the sixth day, they did something to eat, as God had told Moses, and there was no manna to gather on the, there was no new manna to gather on the seventh day. They looked around, and it wasn't there, but there was good leftover manna. Everyone ate the manna from the day before, so for 6 days, the people would gather manna, and on the seventh day, they rested. The seventh day was the Sabbath, and they ate the sweet manna for 40 years as they wandered in the wilderness. This congregation has done wilderness before. During the time when the meeting house was under construction, you were in a sort of wilderness, meeting at First Church in the afternoons. I wasn't here then, but it sounds like you learned a lot about what was important in the life of the congregation by having to change everything. We're in a sort of wilderness again. And this time it's not just the Unitarian Universalist Society of Amherst. It is all of us, the whole town, the whole country, the whole world, in a new sort of wilderness. But here at UUSA, we are meeting not in space, but in time. Lynn Unger's poem also reminded me of Abraham Joshua Heschel's beautiful book, The Sabbath. This passage comes from that book. The meaning of the Sabbath is to celebrate time rather than space. 6 days a week, we live under the tyranny of things of space. On the Sabbath, we try to become attuned to holiness in time. It is a day on which we are called upon to share what is eternal in time, to turn from the results of creation to the mystery of creation, from the world of creation to the creation of the world. I don't think that we'll wander in this pandemic wilderness for 40 years. I have faith that our doctors and scientists will bring us back together much sooner than that. Work in this time will still have to be done. Making food, doing laundry, writing emails, having important conversations. Some of us will be doing the same work as always, except at home. Some of us will have to go out to work in this world that all the rules have changed. Others will have to figure out what it means to survive in this slowed down world. So, two things. We need to remember to share and not take more than we need. We'll have lots of opportunities to help each other and help our neighbors. Let's take them. And the second thing, we need to take that seventh day, that time for reflection, whether one day out of seven or in bits of holy time. It will give us structure as we navigate this newness. It will give us strength. And it will give us beauty. Going through life only thinking of what is most practical and working every second will not sustain us. Take naps. Have phone conversations. Keep in touch with people you love. Keep a schedule. At UUSA, we're going to keep finding ways to stay connected and keep a schedule. Watch for notices of upcoming Zoom calls. I'll keep posting silly videos on Facebook, so you can use that as a way to stay connected too. And stay in touch. Let us know what you need and what you're itching to share. It won't be easy for us to be apart, but this is the best way for us to take care of each other right now. We'll learn what we need as we go. Thank you for sharing this wilderness time with me.